The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Portions of this edition of the Don Kroah Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. The following is an encore presentation of a program heard recently here on the Don Kroah Show.
It's time for the Don Kroah Show, right here from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Kroah Show.
Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there. I know you say you asked that question in this situation. Well, I hope you're doing well, despite whatever it is you're dealing with. And believe me, there's a lot to deal with. As a matter of fact, in addition to almost an innumerable number of what I call, we all call them, front line, first responders, medical, police, fire personnel, hospital workers, countless other public and private caregivers, there is the great but perhaps the easily overlooked critical and frontline work of homeless shelters and rescue ministries, such as our dearly loved Central Union Mission right here in the very heart of our nation's capital, which, as many of you know, is the oldest private social service agency in Washington and has been bringing the kind of hope that it does so well for over 135 years. Joining me to talk about it, the impact of this very difficult time of dealing with this ongoing coronavirus pandemic, or COVID-19 if you prefer. Joe Matamano is the mission's director and president and CEO, actually. And Joe, it's an honor to have you on the show, even if it's at a time like this. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Don. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, as I said, and I meant it from my heart, these are frontline folks. You folks are right in the middle of it all. Talk, if you would, about the impact of the pandemic on the homeless population in general, not just here, but I imagine around the world.
Yeah, around the world, it's impacting the homeless probably more significantly than folks understand. People who live on the street tend to already have chronic health issues such as COPD, asthma, a variety of issues. They also tend to have compromised immune systems. So the folks that we serve are at risk all year long to different types of plagues, but things like the simple flu that comes around every year can be deadly to the folks that we serve, but something like COVID-19 even more so. So we're working very hard to try to protect the folks that we serve from getting it.
Now, what's the number of homeless people in the United States now? And also, could you give us a ballpark of the number right here in our own area of D.C.?
Well, across the United States, the estimate right now is about 500,000 people are homeless. Here in the nation's capital, the number ranges somewhere between 6,500 to 7,000 people. And what's significant about that is when you look at the homelessness rate, in Washington, D.C. is about twice the national average. So that means there's an awful lot of homeless people compacted into what is a relatively small geographic area.
And these folks often are most vulnerable just trying to eat a meal every day, right?
Well, yeah, every single day they already are challenged with being homeless, not having a roof over their head, trying to find three square meals a day, health care, you name it. But you put something like this on top of it and it makes their life even more difficult.
Talk about that as against the backdrop of what a lot of us are doing. We're grateful for whatever we can afford. But while some folks are really stocking up on food and toilet paper, et cetera, how does this contrast what your folks and what these homeless people are facing?
Well, the good news is that Central Union Mission is open. Our shelter is open. We're sheltering the homeless. We're feeding folks. Our family ministry center is providing groceries to folks every single day. But obviously, something like this crisis presents all kinds of new challenges, and we've had to try to respond. We're doing all of the work that we normally do, but trying to keep something like a virus out of a homeless shelter is very difficult, because once it gets in, it can blow up very quickly, and frankly, shelters across the country are seeing that. Shelters by nature typically are dormitory style. There's a lot of close contact. There's no such thing, really, as social distancing in a shelter. It's either difficult or impossible. I'd have to release half of the people in my shelter in order to create that 6 feet of distance for folks. And there's no such thing as quarantining in a shelter either. So we've worked very hard to try to prevent the virus from coming in. We were very fortunate. We got ahead of this thing late February, early March. We started doing all the standard protocols, like a campaign around hand washing, sneezing into tissues, not touching your face. We've been sanitizing hand surfaces multiple times a day since the beginning of March. But then we escalated to where we actually started to check the body temperature of our guests every single day, and we're still doing that, checking for symptoms. I think we were the first in the city to actually do this as a prevention measure. And if somebody has a fever or symptoms, they're required to go out and get a health evaluation before they can come back in. In recent weeks, we took it up to the next level. We have a set bed roster now. So in other words, we're not accepting new folks in the building. That doesn't mean that they don't have anywhere else to go, but we just have a set bed list. And also, here's the important part. Just as we're all being asked around the country to stay at home, the folks at our shelter, that is home for them. So we now have a stay-at-home order in the shelter where folks have to stay on premises. They get out, they get open-air breaks every day, but we're doing everything we can to protect folks from this virus.
For this first break, Joe, talk for a moment, and we'll come back to it toward the end of this next segment as well. But what are some very practical things folks listening can do right now to help you and help alleviate the load you're carrying?
Well, we have quite a task ahead of us. So the first thing that we covet is just prayers. We believe that it's only going to be through the power of God and his blessing that we're going to get through this. The big thing is financial support. It's already been a rough couple of years financially for fundraising across the country. And right now, we believe we're going to see a lot of challenges for the rest of this year because of the condition of the stock market and the skyrocketing unemployment. We believe we're going to have a very difficult rest of the year financially. So we're absolutely seeking the help of our concerned neighbors in the D.C. area to support us financially, and then food donations as well. We've seen a drop in food donations, and that is something we very much depend on.
One more thing would be, and it may not be a workable thing, but what about volunteerism? Because I know in ordinary times, if there is such a thing for you, folks do come in and volunteer, but is that kind of a closed door for now?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for asking about that. Each year, we have about 7,000 hours of volunteer opportunities each year. It's a critical resource pipeline for us. We had to shut it down about a month ago because we were trying to protect our volunteers as well as trying to protect folks in the building. So we haven't been able to have volunteers come in to do work for about a month. And that means that my staff is just stretched even thinner than before. And so once this is over, we'll definitely be re-engaging volunteers. But right now, for everybody's safety, we're just not doing it.
We're going to come back with more. Joe Metamano is doing a fantastic job leading a great ministry and organization. You know them well. 135 years and counting of serving the homeless, the poor in the Washington area, Central Union Mission. And as he said, they can certainly use your prayers. Put them at the top of your prayer list financially if you can help. You can go online to do that. We'll ask him more about that in a moment. But missiondc.org is the web. And, of course, some food donations. Again, we may come back to that so he can elaborate on how you might help that way as well. But we have more. Stay with us.
My Aunt Barbara does a lot of the marketing for our faith and family mortgage team. And since we do mortgages, she put our definition of home at the top of our website. It says, where we laugh, pray, cry, fight, forgive, grow up, grow old, wrestle, learn, hold hands, high five, hug, love, and never want to leave. If you're like me, this time has made you incredibly grateful for your home and its safety. But it's also, at times, left you having a 5-minute conversation with a coffee mug or wondering if dyeing your hair pickle green could be a fun weekend activity. But you should know, there's another option available to you. Mortgage rates truly are historically low. If you'd like to see whether our direct lender advantage, in combination with those very low rates, could save your family monthly and lifelong money on a refinance or cash out refinance, we'd be happy to have a quick conversation. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. In refinance, total refinancing charges may be higher over life of loan.
Don Crow here for the Bible League. Did you know that in some parts of Asia, only one Christian in 10 has a Bible? This means that most new believers in countries like Nepal or Sri Lanka have no means whatsoever of learning that there really is a God who loves them and sent his very own son to die for them. But you can change that with a simple gift of $5 for a Bible. $50 buys 10 Bibles, $100 buys 20, and right now, a limited-time match will double every dollar you give. Just call 800-YES-WORD with your most generous gift right now, would you? That's 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD. Just think about it. You can give new Christians in Asia exactly what they need and long for, literally crave with all their hearts, and that's their very first Bible. All you have to do is call 1-800-YES-WORD. That's 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD. Or give online at WAVA.com.
Hello, Chuck with A-Action. This summer, your AC will use more electricity than any other appliance. So get a $69 efficiency tune-up and prevent unexpected breakdowns. You'll get performance specifications of your electrical components. We'll also check your refrigerant levels, pressures, temperatures, and much, much more, both of your indoor and outdoor unit, while practicing proper social distancing. 703-922-1900.
This is Lonnie Chen of the Hoover Institution for Townhall.com. President Trump should be applauded for his decision to halt funding to the World Health Organization while the administration reviews the group's response to the coronavirus pandemic. You and I, the U.S. taxpayers, write a $400 million blank check to the WHO each year. It's an organization that is broken and long overdue for fundamental reform. In its handling of the coronavirus pandemic, the WHO has demonstrated that it puts politics over public health. During the critical weeks and months when the virus began its spread in China and then around the world, the WHO seemed more interested in playing politics, deferring to China, rather than taking the actions that could have saved lives around the world. We should not waste this opportunity to bring about the lasting, positive changes that will ultimately save lives and improve public health, not just here, but around the world as well. I'm Lon He Chen.
ADF, fighting for those whose religious freedom is being violated.
We continue our conversation with Joe Metamano, president of Central Union Mission. As we've already been describing, it's a frontline ministry that is having to deal with some of the major situations that develop that are ordinarily tough enough in themselves. But then when you have COVID-19 and all that it's created for problems, it, I would say, probably multiplies everything exponentially. Joe, am I right?
Yeah, that's correct. It just compounds an already difficult situation for people who are already hurting.
How has this impacted your staff itself? How do they stay healthy, I guess, is my question.
Yeah, well, let me just say right off the bat that I have so much respect for my team. They are working heroically through all of this. While so many other people across the city are get to stay at home, the vast majority of my team is coming to work every day, whether that is at the shelter to keep the shelter going or at the family ministry center distributing groceries. The team is working hard. Now, we do have some folks who have a job that will kind of allow them to work at home. So we got some folks working at home. But for the folks coming in, we are working hard to protect their health as well. Everybody who comes to our facility to work now has to wear an N95 mask. They have to wear gloves. And we're making sure that they are observing all of those same protocols while they're out of the shelter, such as social distancing and washing hands. Now, this is just as much to protect them as it is to protect folks in the shelter, because it's likely that somebody from outside the shelter, it would be more likely for them to bring it in than for one of the homeless folks in the shelter to already have it. So there's really sort of two levels of protection that are happening there. And then, of course, just keeping people encouraged and motivated motivated. I can tell you without hesitation that we are not living in fear. We are trusting in God for the outcome of this situation. The scripture that we keep reminding ourselves of, and everybody knows this, is 2 Timothy 1:7, for God gives us a spirit not of fear, but of power, love, and discipline. And we're living by that every single day.
You mentioned at the outset that you now have had to establish a cutoff, so to speak, as to how many people you can receive or process. In addition to that, has the virus itself pushed that figure or that pressure higher than usual?
It has in some other ways. So at the shelter, you're right, we've had to go to a set bed list, and we're not able to take new folks in. We are still giving to-go meals at the shelter. If somebody needs shelter and they're not already in an assigned bed, we're working with other shelters in the city. Where we've seen a real uptick in need is at our family ministry center. Our family ministry center is essentially a food pantry and a clothing store for folks who are living under the poverty line. Normally, we serve about 4,000 people a month there. We've seen an uptick of at least 25% in what we call emergency referrals. These are folks who are not typically coming to get food, but what we're learning is because of all of the layoffs and the increase in unemployment, there are folks who now need food assistance, and they're coming to us, and we're helping them by providing groceries on a weekly basis. So that was one of the unforeseen things that we didn't know that was necessarily coming. It's happening at a time when we're stretched because we have seen fewer food donations coming from the grocery stores and Costco because they're selling out quickly. But we're fortunate in that God has blessed us with a lot of donors of food, and we're able to at least provide some to everybody.
On that last point, I'm sure some folks may be saying, well, what can we do in that regard? I would think cash donations or monetary donations are best because it leaves you elbow room to use it as you need it. But for others who say, look, we may have even some extra non-perishable items in our homes that we could pack together and bring in, would that be any sort of help? Or if so, they probably should clear it with you first?
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. I mean, cash donations give us the most flexibility to do what we need to have done. But if somebody does want to donate food, we certainly are still willing to take that and still needs it. We are asking folks to bring that to our family ministry center on Bladensburg Road. All of that information is on the website, missiondc.org. And food absolutely is still helpful during this time.
What else would you like to share? We have a couple of minutes remaining. Joe, I want to give you this chance to really pour your heart into the hearts of our people. As you know, this listening audience is one of the most generous in the world, and they want to be part of it.
Yeah, well, I think the last point I'd like to make is just it's a spiritual one. You know, it's very difficult times for all of us. And I think this is stretching us as believers in Christ in some new and unprecedented ways. At the shelter, it's been interesting to watch the reaction of the folks who we serve. These are folks who have nothing, and while they are concerned about, you know, making sure they don't get the virus, they're not living in fear. And it just, once again, demonstrates that principle. When you have less, you worry less. I've seen this all around the world. People who are living in poverty have the strongest faith of anybody I've ever met. And I think there's something to be learned by that, about how we, as followers of Christ, put our faith in God and not in the material things in our lives. And so being able to see the folks that we serve who are downtrodden, be able to live by that faith has certainly been encouraging. And again, back to that 2 Timothy scripture, not living by faith, but showing the world that we believe in an awesome and powerful God, and our testimony of calmness through this storm is going to be a great witness to everybody who sees how the body of Christ is reacting.
And how has this affected those who are there themselves with you as part of your program, but they have family members outside who ordinarily would try to connect with them on a regular basis? What has that done?
Some folks do. Some folks have family that they try to connect with, and they're still able to do that by telephone, and we're making sure that folks still have those channels to be able to communicate with folks. Internally, we have psychological services and social workers internally that have been doing a lot of talking with the guys around keeping calm, around not having anxiety. So we're making sure that we're addressing those things, and we're making sure that we're giving people enrichment activities as well. We have Bible studies every day. There are all kinds of self-improvement classes and job training classes that we have internally. So we're actually giving guys a great opportunity to grow themselves during this period where they're sort of shut in the building. And I think most folks just appreciate the fact that we're taking such good care of them and taking advantage of these opportunities.
I know you've depended, we've talked about it already, for years on volunteerism. That part has been shut off right now for the time being, hopefully not too far into the future, but for now. But again, going back to the financial needs, because I wanted to mention, I know there are churches that have written you into their budgets, but perhaps there are very few in that regard compared to the numbers of churches in the D.C. and DMV area. Might that not be a way in which some of the churches could reach out to you right now?
They could indeed. The thing that's a little bit different about Central Union Mission, well, there's a number of ways. I mean, one is that, you know, we don't hide our Jesus. We are very, very faith-forward about our Christian identity. But the other thing that's connected to that is we are 100% privately funded. We receive no money from the government whatsoever. So we do rely on partnerships with churches and individuals, corporations, and foundations. And churches have a lot of ways that they can be supportive of us, whether it's through cash donations, volunteering, food donations, but also once this thing is over, we look for disciplers to come from churches to work with the men. One of our goals is the homeless guys that we're working with is to help them get off of the street permanently. We address their addictions, any psychological or emotional issues that they have. We provide job training, but their walk with Christ is the core of all of that, and we want to make sure that we have disciplers to walk with these guys once we move them down the continuum into independence.
Final last moment, what are two or three things you would like everybody listening to pray about and pray for regarding your ministry?
Oh, I would say number one is just praying that we are able to keep this virus out of our facilities and away from the folks that we serve. We have put up a big defense to try to do that, but we need the power of God and the Holy Spirit to keep that virus out of our realm. And the second thing is just praying that we have enough resources to get through this, to get through the rest of the year strong, and also just prayers that there's so much good that can come out of this, spiritual growth and development within the folks that we serve. So those are really the main prayer requests, along with keeping my staff safe and healthy as well.
And you as well, my friend. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, brother. Thanks for having me on, and keep safe.
Amen. We are going to do that. We're going to pray for you and encourage others to do the same. Joe Metamano, President and CEO of Central Union Mission. If you want to find out more about them or find out ways you can help that are still available to you during this pandemic time, go to missiondc.org. You can make your donations there as well, missiondc.org.
With all that's going on right now, the last thing you want to do is add to your stress. But credit card debt does that, doesn't it? Even though these are hard times and credit card debt can add up, you don't have to tackle it alone. Nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Take away this added stress today and be there for your family. If you're ready to pay off credit cards in less time, for less money, then pick up the phone and call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-5496. That's 1-800-990-5496.
WAVA-FM is heard on HD Radio at 105.1 FM HD1 or on iHeart. Tune in and now on radio.com.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group. A family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about, investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group, serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
We've had our lives flipped upside down recently, and for many of us, things just got a lot rougher. But we've faced tough times before, and we're going to pull through this because, well, that's what we do in America. At Term Provider, Big Lou has a message for you. If all this craziness has you protecting the ones you care about, don't let it stop when we get through this. Keep the protection rolling with a life insurance shield around your family. For over 30 years, Term Provider has been providing affordable term life insurance at better prices and with better service, including policies that don't need an in-home exam. As for Big Lou, he's just like you, spending time at home with his kids, too. No matter what your medical history, prostate cancer, heart conditions, high cholesterol, or if you're taking prescription medications, at Term Provider, we can help you find $1 million or more of term life insurance at affordable rates to fit your budget. There's no obligation, so call now for your free quote. Call 800-555-2085. That's 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
Hi, it's Chuck with A-Action. This is a message of faith and hope. I've had my share of challenges. There were times I didn't know if I'd make it. I recall Matthew 6, where Jesus told his disciples, "And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? So don't worry about tomorrow, for God has his plan for all of us." Be thankful, fellow Christians, for we live in the greatest God-favored country there has ever been. Through God, I trust, will not only prevail, but thrive.
This report is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance, where you only pay for what you need. In the district, reports of a crash, this is on 56th Street, right near Ayers Place. The car went into a house, so be sure to slow down and use some caution as you maneuver through that area. Reports of another crash, this time on 6th Street, right between Elmira Street and Chesapeake Street. Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your coverage so you only pay for what you need. I'm Yinka Oh with traffic on WAVA.
A freeze warning is in effect from 2 a.m. to 8 a.m. Wednesday. For tonight, mainly clear with winds gradually subsiding, the low 38. Tomorrow, breezy with abundant sunshine, the high 60. Tomorrow night, increasing cloudiness, the low 46. Thursday, cloudy skies with rain overspreading the area in the afternoon. Thursday, we'll see a high of 62. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
1-800-YES-WORD, that is the number to call to make your gift. And remember, in our campaign right now, because of the generosity of Passport Auto Group stores, we have nearly $8,000 ready to double your gift, and the Bible League is going to double your gift as well. So whether it's $5 or $500 or $50 or anything in between, that gift you're going to make is going to be doubled. 800-YES-WORD, or you can give online at WAVA.com. Either way works, and I hope you'll make a call or go online. The following program is sponsored by the Bible League International. Of something very important, WAVA and New Life Ministries are offering a free resource right now. It's called 10 Ways to Overcome Your Fears and Anxiety. Now you can get your free, that's the operative word, your free copy by going to our website, WAVA.com. Just enter the keyword overcome. Know the scriptures, we often quote them. Sadly, we quote them, well, I shouldn't say sadly, but maybe carelessly, we quote them in a non-suffering context. By that, I mean the people we're appealing to you for Bibles are people who are in the middle of great persecution. And as I was thinking about this, I thought how often we quote Paul's words to Timothy when he said, "All who live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution." And for many of us, that is a verse that we know. We've read it many times. It ought to be on our minds when we pray for the suffering church. But then there are those pastors and Christian workers who know what it means firsthand to live out their faith under great adversity. I want you to hear this comment from Daniel in Indonesia.
So the husband used to go to school for law, and then the wife used to be a teacher for nursing school. She had a breast cancer. The husband got a stroke. They pray, and then they got the vision from God that this is where you have to stop looking for what you're looking, and then start working as a mission person for God. They want people not to just go to church, but to really understand who Jesus is. That's why they started to go from house to house, door to door, introducing Jesus to people there. And then, yeah, they don't like it. Because they didn't like it, they started to throw bombs to the church. People threat to kill them 10 times other than the bomb thrown to the church. But they didn't give up for whatever threat that happens to them, because they know that the God that healed them both will be there for them.
Amazing. People who are living on the front lines of great danger, and they are there by the will of God. Paul says, woe is me if I don't preach the gospel. I mean, if anybody had a reason to quit the ministry, many times over, it was the Apostle Paul. But he said, I must do this. It's a divine mandate. And you know, the Great Commission is, in fact, that it's not an offer. It's not a job option. You know, it's not a career possibility. For every Christian, the mandate is to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And to do it in any way God calls us to. In this couple's case, they were very specifically called by God. And in spite of the fact that their church was bombed and they were threatened over and over again, they continued to do the will of God. And really, our part in this with the Bible League is to simply put some tools in their hands, giving Bibles with which they can get their congregants, get their converts to Christ, rooted in the Scripture. Imagine you as perhaps a Christian worker, a Bible class teacher, a pastor. Imagine trying to enrich the lives of those you minister to and get them grounded in the faith, but most don't have Bibles, can't even imagine owning one, and how hard your work would be in that regard. That's why we are very happy to team up with this great ministry known as the Bible League and invite you to do the same. $5 provides a Bible. $10 provides two, of course. And it's easy to be a part of it on a very small scale if that's all you can do. If you can give larger gifts, I would love to see someone calling in or going online and saying, hey, I'll give 100 Bibles. Here's my $500 gift right now for 100 Bibles. Or maybe someone else would say, I'll give $1,000 for 200 Bibles. Our goal is 7,000 Bibles nearly. That's our long-term, I should say, that's our ultimate goal in the campaign. So if you can help us with one Bible or 10 or 20 or 100 in that direction, perfect time to do it is right now. 800, yes, word. Easy as that. Toll-free number, 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673, online at WAVA.com. You can click on the Fan the Flame Bibles for Asia banner. Can't miss it on our homepage. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Christy Moore, Broker Local Expert Realty. For almost a decade, you've been hearing me on WAVA encouraging you to work with my team when you decide to sell your house. I've met and worked with hundreds of listeners over the years, and I'm grateful to be a part of this family. During this time of crisis, when we are unable to do business as usual, we are still talking with clients over the phone or on video chat to prepare them to sell their house for when our life returns to a new normal. During this time, if you'd like to call me and discuss preparing your house for sale, or just want to know someone is here to support you during this uncertain time, I'm happy to do just that. Otherwise, please know that I'm thinking of my friends and listeners with WAVA, and I'm here to serve you whenever you need me. God bless, take care, and stay healthy.
To book an appointment with Christy, call 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. One more time, 866-404-5858. Some great news, folks. No Safe Spaces, the number one political documentary at the box office in 2019, is now available to watch at home. A great film for you and your family to see together during the extra time you may now be spending at home due to COVID-19 restrictions. Critics have called No Safe Places smart, vital, urgent, and one of the most important documents that you need to see today. But it's also a film Hollywood doesn't want you to see, so you can't watch it on Netflix or Amazon Prime. But you can watch it now at NoSafeSpaces.com as Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla reveal how America has become a dangerous place to speak your mind or share ideas. And they do it in an entertaining and powerful way. Order this powerful film now for you and your family to see at NoSafeSpaces.com. And by using WAVA's promo code SAVE25, you'll save 25% off. Just go to NoSafeSpaces.com, use the promo code SAVE25.
There's a lot going on surrounding the coronavirus, and while we should be cautious and use wisdom, we must fight against living in fear. In times of crisis, you know, stress can wreak havoc in our minds and bodies if we let it. Don't get me wrong, fear is a natural emotion, but through God's word, we have power to overcome it. 1 Peter 5 and 7 teaches us to give all our worries and cares to Him because He cares for us. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 reminds us that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Sometimes there's nothing you can do to control your situation, but in times like this, we look to what God has put in us to overcome what's around us. And I want to encourage you to build your faith and find peace in God's Word. Go to gracechurchva.org to listen to my latest series titled No Fear. Also, get a copy of me reading all of the healing scriptures in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation as a free download. I love you, I'm praying for you, and we will get through this together.
To know about God is good, but to know God intimately is important. It is important for us to have the Word of God, because through the Word of God, we know who God is. It is so important for the Bible, the Word of God, to be made available in whatever languages that are needed by people to be able to have in their hand, to hold it and to read it, and to begin to develop the relationship through knowing God for who He is.
That's Jacob in Malaysia, folks. Knowing God through His Word. You and I know the reality of that. Whatever I know about God, and I'm reminded when I say that, George Beverly Shea once was asked what he knew about God. He said, "I don't know very much, but what little I know has changed my life." And that's the power of the Word of God. What little we may know, Paul said, we see through a glass darkly. We know in part, we prophesy in part. And even the most brilliant among us has just a fragment of what God is really all about. But think about what your life would be if you never had the Bible to discover the truths of God's Word. And Bob Burney is here with me from Bob Burney Live in Columbus, Ohio. Together we're saying, we need your help. We can't do this alone, any one of us. And Bob, I've often said, I love the way God structured His church. It's interdependent. None of us can be a lone ranger. None can do it by ourselves. We need each other, don't we?
We certainly do, and we need ministries like the Bible League. Don, did you know that last year in Asia alone, Bible League operates all over the world, but in Asia alone, Bible League reached 894,000 people with God's Word just last year. Wow. 894,000 people just through the Bible League last year.
And the church is growing under the most adverse conditions. Yeah. Now, we are having to do some adjustments as Americans we've never faced before. Virtual worship services, I'm sure that's true in your ministry there and here and all through the country. But that's a small inconvenience compared to what some of our brothers and sisters are doing in order to just get together. And we have free access to the Word of God. I mean, we can, even if we're confined to our homes, we can go online, get the Word of God, get scriptures, get devotionals, get anything we want at our fingertips. These people don't have that kind of resource. And they're just saying,
would you please at least send us some Bibles?
And let me tell you what the Word of God is doing in Indonesia. The first morning we were there, we traveled about 32 hours, got to our hotel about midnight, had to be down in the lobby at 8 o'clock the next morning, and we met with a wonderful man from Papua. He had been saved. He accepted Christ through the ministry of an American missionary. Then he began training, became a preacher, became an evangelist, and he told us a quick story how he was preaching, and a witch doctor came to his meeting, listened intently to the gospel. Afterwards, they talked. He accepted Christ as Savior. And in a very short period of time, Don, over 100 witch doctors had come to Christ and accepted Christ as Savior. Over 100 witch doctors in Papua had given their hearts to Christ. And I was flipping out. But that's the power of the gospel. That's the power of the Word of God. And that's why we need to provide scriptures for these sweet people all over Asia, Indonesia, Malaysia, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, Indonesia, where I was, Malaysia, Thailand, Vietnam. And that's why it's imperative that we call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. And Don, you know, and you and I know this, and I hope your listeners do, this matching grant thing is not blowing smoke. It's the real deal. A wealthy supporter of the Bible League has said, I will match dollar for dollar every dollar that is given up to a certain amount. That's why it's limited. And as far as I know, that is still available, and every dollar will be doubled. What a great investment in eternal souls.
800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673. And speaking of witch doctors, I have a clip here. It's probably the one you're referring to, a Pastor Tandy in Indonesia. I want us to share that together.
I met this witch doctor. He was called Philip. He was teacher of the doctors, witch doctors, because he was the one who trained many to do the same in killing people. So people in that village are really afraid of this kind of people. So when I went there in that village, I invited these people to pray for these witch doctors, because I believe that only Jesus can transform their life. Praise the Lord that in that night when I conducted the crusade, these people came also. So I preached the Word of God, and at the end, I invited these people to come to receive Christ. So these people, about 120 maybe, they came forward. They kneeled down, and then they want to receive Christ. Then later on, I went to Philip's house I teach him more about Christ. Then after several months, I baptized him. So now, praise the Lord, God has been using him. Every day, he and his wife pray for this his people. And he really loved God. When people get sick, they call him to pray for them. So before, when people want to kill people, they invite him. But now, when they want to get healed, they invite him to pray for them. So I believe this is the work of Holy Spirit that transformed people's life, like Philip.
Wow.
Don, I was sitting there when that was recorded. I was sitting at the table when that was recorded, looking at this guy share this incredible story. But that is the power of the Word of God.
See, folks, we need to understand that it is not a hopeless situation. Even what we are facing in our country right now, God is still sovereign. He is in control. Nothing has surprised him. And the Word of God is the antidote to every problem that America faces or these nations of Asia face. It's the same solution. You know, I was thinking earlier about the verse that I know you are well familiar with, Bob, and that is Psalm 107. They drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Come on, what else could we ask for than that promise from God that he will heal our land, heal the nations, but it's going to come through the power of his word?
That's true. Do I have 2 minutes to share another real quick story?
Please.
Indonesia is filled with religion. It's the largest Muslim country in the world, but there are many, many Buddhists and so forth. Christians are the minority. But we went and visited the largest Buddhist temple in the world. It's called Borobudur. And the base is larger than a football field, and it's 115 feet tall in the top, and it's filled with millions of stones, and it's this monstrous Buddhist temple with Buddhas everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. We climbed to the top of that, Don, and listen, at my age, that was something that was about 95 degrees. Anyway, we climbed to the top, and the top of this temple is filled with stupas, they're called, and inside each of these stone formations is a Buddha. And there's all these people, and there are people worshiping Buddha. And Don, I wanted to break out with, I serve a risen Savior, he's in the world today. I wanted to stand on the top of that and just sing, he lives, he lives. Because, Don, we don't serve a dead Buddha. We serve a risen Jesus.
Amen.
And that's what sets us apart. We have hope that the Buddhists don't have. We have hope that the Muslims don't have. But they won't know that hope unless they have the Word of God. And that's where we have this unspeakable privilege of providing Bibles for people who have never owned one. They've never possessed one. And by the way, the Bible League doesn't stand on the corner and hand them out like candy. With the Bible League, you have to earn your Bible. You have to be discipled. You have to work. You have to earn it before you are awarded your Bible. And you and I both have seen people get their first Bible and weep and clutch it to their chest because it's the most precious possession they have ever, ever owned. And we can multiply that over and over and over again by providing Bibles through 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673.
Would you make that happen right now, folks? Bob Burney, I love you, my brother. Thank you so much for this helping hand
to really make it happen.
And I really appreciate your taking time to do it
because
I know it's your heart.
George Beverly Shea, I met him once, and he said when he grew up, he wanted to be just like you.
You're not a well man, but that's okay. I love you anyway.
I love you, Don. I love your listeners. I hope they call 800-YES-WORD.
That's 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Again, 800-937-9673, or you can make your gift online at WAVA.com. I hope you'll do it right now.
My Aunt Barbara does a lot of the marketing for our faith and family mortgage team. And since we do mortgages, she put our definition of home at the top of our website. It says, where we laugh, pray, cry, fight, forgive, grow up, grow old, wrestle, learn, hold hands, high five, hug, love, and never want to leave. If you're like me, this time has made you incredibly grateful for your home and its safety. But it's also, at times, left you having a 5-minute conversation with a coffee mug or wondering if dyeing your hair pickle green could be a fun weekend activity. But you should know, there's another option available to you. Mortgage rates truly are historically low. If you'd like to see whether our direct lender advantage, in combination with those very low rates, could save your family monthly and lifelong money on a refinance or cash out refinance, we'd be happy to have a quick conversation. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. In refinance, total refinancing charges may be higher over life of the loan.
Don Crow here for the Bible League. You know, during this most holy season of the year, Good Friday and then Easter, I can't think of a better way to honor our Lord's sacrifice on the cross for us or a better way to celebrate the joyous reality of that empty tomb than to send some Bibles to heart-hungry people all through the nations of Asia by participating with Bible League International. And right now, your gift to the Bible League of any amount is going to be doubled when you call 800-YES-WORD or give online at WAVA.com. Whether it's $25 for 5 Bibles, $50 for 10, $100 for 20, or whatever you can give, those dollars are going to be doubled, and the Bibles you give are going to be like fresh, clear water to thirsty hearts, literally the bread of life to hungry spirits. So would you call with your most generous gift right now, 800-YES-WORD? That's 800-937-9673. Again, 800-937-9673, or give online at WAVA.com. And may the true joys of Easter flood your heart in days to come. Thank you.
These are uncertain times. You may be searching for resources that help with your fears and anxieties. We've found a great one and want to send it to you free. A 14-page guide with 10 ways to overcome your fears and anxiety from best-selling author and host of New Life Live, Stephen Arterburn.
I want you to experience God's comfort right when you need it the most.
To get this resource for you or someone you love, log on to WAVA.com, keyword overcome. That's WAVA.com, keyword overcome.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is on Life-Changing Talk Radio, 105.1 FM, WAVA, weekday mornings at 9:30.
As I reflect on the current pandemic that's making its way throughout our country, I am reminded of Psalms 112, verse 6 and 7, which says, "Surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord." The psalmist tells us to trust in the Lord because those who put their trust in God develops a heart that is steadfast. So when unexpected events and dreadful news like this coronavirus visits your neighborhood, the psalmist says, don't be shaken or gripped with fear, but rather be encouraged, be a witness and a light in the world. And above all else, use this opportunity to draw close to God. This is Pastor Tim Dates. It's your faith. Walk it out.
As long as Satan can hide the pleasure, you don't see God as pleasurable. You see this other thing as pleasurable.
Dr. Tony Evans says following after what feels good can make you miss what really is good.
That's why you've got to draw near to God to see the pleasure.
A look at rejecting the lies of the devil and living for the Lord. This week on The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans.
Weekdays at 3 a.m., 10:30 a.m., and 10:30 p.m. on WAVA.
I've been searching for ways to grow deeper in my faith and strengthen my daily walk, and I found it at crosswalk.com. From Bible study tools to Christian living articles, devotionals, movie reviews, to marriage and finance articles, well, you get the idea. Crosswalk.com also has a great online community of Christians just like me. With everything just a click away, it's like having a trusted friend, teacher, and mentor right here at my desk every day.
Crosswalk.com, the intersection of faith and life.
Alexa can play WAVA-FM and hear us wherever you are on our mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, or radio.com.
The Philippine churches is growing by the number. Every day I consider and I estimate that every day in the whole Philippines, there are thousands of new believers being baptized, coming to the Lord. And in terms of planting churches and outreaches, in villages, remote areas, and towns where there is still no churches, there are many churches that are being planted right now. So it's growing numerically. The church is strong here and ready to carry on the Great Commission.
Thousands being baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ every single day. The church exploding. And of course, that's not the kind of news we hear on the usual news sources around the world, and that's understandable. It's all right. God still gets his message out, but you know what? We as Christians ought to be sensitized to that when we hear such things. These are our brothers and sisters in Christ who need us. They need us very, very much because they don't have the resources you and I have. And even the poorest among us or the least advantaged among us financially, we have access to God's Word in so many different forms and ways that most people can get a Bible in the United States anytime they want one. And of course, most of us have not one, but any number of copies. There's an inequity there, folks, that I think we're responsible for, only in the sense that once we know something, we know that we can do something to make a difference for our brothers and sisters in Christ, we should do it, whether it's one Bible or 50 or 100 or 1,000. And I sure don't want to get home to be with our Lord and have some of these dear people who we know we'll never meet in this life, but certainly we will meet them in eternity. And I don't want any one of them to say, you know, I sure could have had a stronger faith and done more for the kingdom if I just had some copies of God's word. I think the conversations may be that practical when we get home as a family before the throne of God. I don't want that to happen. I want people to say, you know, because of what your listeners did on WAVA all those years ago, I'm here today, and I've brought others with me to the kingdom because of the Bibles that were sent. Now, for some, that may be overstating the case. I don't think so. I think we have a wonderful opportunity to close ranks with the body of Christ around the world, whether it's giving one Bible or 10 or 100, and the way you do it is 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. Online, WAVA.com. $5 buys a Bible. Every dollar being given right now is being doubled with matching funds. So thank you for making your call. Thanks to those who've already done so. God bless you. Next hour, we have some other things upcoming, and we want you to not miss those either.
Listen to The Alternative with Tony Evans every weekday morning at 10:30 on 105.1 FM WAVA. Wake up to WAVA-FM and focus on the family with Jim Daly and John Fuller, weekday mornings at 7.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing. WAVA.